No, Lamaisa, Rabbi Bessermacher. It's now at least 4 months since you paid a visit to Bero Bagriba, and nothing has changed. L'chaira, I told you before, there's nothing that you can do for us.
Please, please, Hershela, don't lose betochen in the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Be patient. In a situation like this, timing, yes, timing. Timing is everything.
Meaning what, Lamaisa?
Exactly what I said. Timing. Timing is everything.
3, 7, 6. Nurse McKinley.
Ah, Mr. Edelbaum, how are you feeling?
Duvi is still here.
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Much better, much better. I'm walking, although with a cane, but I'm walking. And my speech, Baruch Hashem, is back to normal. Ah, the doctor says I'm of sound body and mind.
Ah, perfect. So that means that you're getting better, Baruch Hashem. Now, we are ready for the next part of my plan.
And what's that?
The element of surprise.
What surprise?
If I told you, it wouldn't be a surprise. All I can tell you is that the day is coming closer where Bero Bagriba will be sorry that he didn't do teshuva.
Sadie, are you going to ask him, or should I?
Tzadikal, maybe later.
Maybe later what? Ask me what?
Oh, it's really nothing. It could wait until later.
Come on, Mr. Edelbaum. Ask me whatever is on your mind. You know that you can really trust me. So, what is it?
You see, Duvi?
What my Sadie is trying to say is, why are you spending so much of your precious time just to help us?
An excellent question. And the answer is, it's all my parents' fault.
Your parents?
Yes, you heard right. It's my parents' fault. They told me it's something that runs in our family.
Huh?
Well, it's like this. We're Jews that were brought up as Yidden should be, to realize that there is a Torah to follow, and a Bayrei Olam to answer to, sooner or later.
Am I the only one who is not afraid to say I'm not following what your point is?
The point is, true Yidden, who are brought up, al pi derech haTorah, care for one another. I saw fellow Yidden in trouble, and I'm doing what any true Yid would do. I'm helping you because it's the right thing to do.
Rabbi Bessermacher, I want you to know that I really appreciate everything that you are doing to help me and my family. I was so foolish not to check out if the yeshiva that Bero Bagriba claimed to have learned in actually existed.
Please, don't be so harsh on yourself. You were just being done the kafsachus.
What about how I let him fool me into thinking that he worked at Getzelberg Clothing Factory in Oshkosh, Nevada?
That wasn't your fault either. How were you supposed to know that he had set up a phone number that transfers over to his cell phone?
You're right. And that shtick he did on the telephone, what was that again?
Ah, you must be referring to the voice simulator. The device Beryl used to trick you into thinking that you were speaking to Mr. Getzelberg when it was really Beryl the whole time.
Yes. But enough of reminiscing. When are you going to let us know?
The annual dinner for Yeshiva Chachmas Yisrael will be in 1 month. Mr. Bero Bagriba will be their guest of honor. As we get closer, I will fill you in on the details of my plan.